The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are many stories that we get from the life of our sixth Imam, and I'm just going to narrate one story. And we're not going to focus on the lessons of this story, though so I really want you to pay attention and open your minds and try to see if you can get as many lessons as possible. Because if we focus on the lessons of this, we won't get to the topic. There's many lessons in the story. There are things like this that you should do as a family. Yeah, there are things like this that, you know, like in Islam, the teachings of Islam cannot be restricted to the minbar, to say, well, the minbar has to provide. Sometimes we have to kind of do these things on our own, right? And there are multiple stories, like for example, the story or the hadith of Unwan al-Basri. You can find books written on. It's one story, it's one hadith, where of an interaction of a man with the sixth Imam, and books have been written on it. Similarly, this is one of those stories that you can dissect in so many different ways and take lessons, but I want this to be something you do, right? So the story is that one day a companion by the name of Mu'alla says that I saw the sixth Imam alayhi salam leave one night, late at night, qad rushat, that it was raining, it was pouring on this night, but he left his home, wa huwa yuridu zullata bani sa'ida, and he was going towards the community or the tribe of Bani Sa'ida. He says, so I followed him. I wanted to see what the Imam was doing, so I followed him. And the story goes that as the Imam was walking on this rainy night, he was carrying something. And as he was carrying something, whatever he was carrying spilt from his hands. And so he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance. And then he started looking for what spilt, and it was bread. And so he started picking up bread. And at this time, Mu'alla made a noise. And so the Imam asked, who is there? And Mu'alla said, it's me. And so the Imam said, come help me find this bread. And so they picked up all the bread that had spilt. It was night. You know, they don't have street lamps at this time. There's already four lessons here that we've talked about. Yeah, that if you reflect, you can pick up 4 points so far. Dissect stories when you read them, yeah, because they're from the Masoom. Just dissect them and try to extrapolate lessons. And then he says to the Imam, Juiltu Fidak, may I be sacrificed for you. Ahmilhu ala ra'asi, let me carry this for you. And the Imam alayhi salam says, La ana awla bihi minka. No, he says, I am more needy or deserving, or I need to carry this more than you do. Walakin imdi ma'i, but come with me. And so they went. He says, Fa'atayna dhullata bani sa'ida. Fa'idha nahnu biqawmin niyam. He says, we got to the tribe of where we wanted to go, or the area where we wanted to go, and he said everybody was sleeping at that time. فَجَعَلَ يَدُسُّ الرَّغِيفَ وَالرَّغِيفَيْنِ حَتَّى أَتَى عَلَىٰ آخِرِهِمْ ثُمَّ إِنْصَرَفْنَا. He says he put a loaf of bread or two loaves of bread with everyone who was there, and then we left. فَقُلْتُ جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكْ يَعْرِفُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْحَقِّ. He says that I asked him that, you know, again, may I be sacrificed for you. But do these people recognize Haq? Yeah, do they recognize the truth in you and the wilaya? And he says, لَوْ عَرَفُوهُ لَوَاسَيْنَاهُمْ بِالدُّقَّ. He says, no, that if they knew, we would give them even more than what we gave them. He says, the dukkah here is salt. Yeah, that we would have given them something on top of that, again, so many lessons, right? But the Imam's desire to do good is what we're after in this particular story, right? And then the Imam continues and talks about, it's a really lengthy tradition, but he talks about the importance of trying to be as open-handed and charitable as possible. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا وَلَهُ خَازِنْ يَخْزُنُهُ. He says that Allah has not created anything except that He has assigned someone to look after the collection of that. Yani, if someone does something good, there is someone, an angel, tasked with accumulating what was done, right? And writing down what was done. He says, إِلَّا الصَّدَقَةَ, except for sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الرَّبُّ يَلِيهَا بِنَفْسِهِ, but the Lord looks after it Himself. That's how important charity is, being open-handed, doing good to others. The sahib, or the one who writes the deeds, or the one who accounts for that deed, is Allah directly, because He loves that action. And then he says, the Imam says this really beautiful story, where he says, إِنَّ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامُ لَمَّا أَنْ مَرَّ عَلَى شَاطِئِ الْبَحْرِ. He says, one day Isa alayhi salam was walking by the banks of a river. وَرَمَى بِقُرْسٍ مِنْ قُوتِهِ مِنْ فِلْمَا. And he had his food with him, but he took some of that food and threw it in the water. The Hawariyin says, يَا رُوحُ اللَّهِ لِمَا فَعَلْتَ هَذَا وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ قُوتِكَ. Yeah, he says that, why did you do that? This was your own provision, right? Then why did you just throw it in the water? And the Prophet replied back, Nabi Isa, he says, فَعَلْتُ هَذَا لِدَعْبَةٍ تَأَكُلُهُ مِنْ دَوَابِ الْمَا. He says, I did this so that the sea creatures can eat from what I have thrown in the water. Right? And he says, وَصَوَابُهُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. And the reward of that will be with Allah. I don't know what it is, right? But I know the reward of that will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many lessons in this story. Literally so many lessons. Over a dozen lessons we can just take and apply. Maybe we'll do it another day, but I'm really hoping that you will do it as your own family, you know. Listen to this story again if you need to, that reminder. But I want to focus on the larger concept of ma'ruf. We just gave an example of the Imam doing ma'ruf. We gave an example of Nabi Isa doing ma'ruf, right? Doing something good. But I want to look at this as a concept of how we can apply it into our lives, so that we are encouraged to try to leave as large of a footprint in this world as we can. You know, in this world, you know, it's not just about the actions that we do that will be judged by Allah, but even the legacy that we leave behind is something that God judges, right? The athar, as the verse we read in the khutbah, the verse we read in Surah Yasin all the time, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. He says, indeed we bring the dead to life. Wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum. And we write down what they brought forward and the legacy they leave behind. Right? That what we do has reverberations. The reverberations can be good, the reverberations can be bad. But Allah not only takes us into account for what we have done, but the ripple effect of that action. And so the more good we do and the more effect we can have on somebody, you know, we can change generationally the life of somebody easily. You know, today there are so many opportunities to help people in different parts of the world, where the upliftment of one person within that family to get a higher education can change the destiny of generations to come. And the effect or the reverberations of that are all credited to the person who helped and did that ma'aruf, right? And so these are things that we have to understand, that we are not only looking at an action, but we're looking, or the rest we leave to God, you know, to say whatever reverberations or ripple effects that take place, Allah Azza wa Jal will look after. But the desire here is that we should want to do good, right? That's what's important. That we should never get tired of doing good.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Ali. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.